Now I am handing over to the one and only Thabile.
Look at me blowing my own. All right, good morning. How are you guys doing? It's good to see some faces that I haven't seen in a very, very long time. Not pointing any fingers, you know. But yeah, it's great to see you guys this morning. Remember that we're making disciples. We're talking about making disciples, right? We've learned that a disciple is word-based. So you need to read the word of God. And that a disciple is prayer-filled, all right? And a disciple is Christ-centered. Okay. And today, we are going to learn that a disciple is spirit-empowered, right? Guys, we need to remember that the Holy Spirit is God, all right? The Holy Spirit is God. And as the Holy Spirit is God, we need to realize that we shouldn't take him apart or remove him from the Holy Trinity. So we need the Holy Spirit in our lives, right? Every disciple needs the Holy Spirit in their lives, all right? Now, here's a question that you can share in your tables quickly. When last were you overwhelmed by God's presence or power? Where were you and what happened? Just quickly share with the people you're sitting with around the tables. You have about 5 minutes to do that. All right. So, let's start on this with this table. What's your story? Like, anyone can share. What's the story? All right, let's listen up, guys.
Okay, so this is Chantal's story, and she last felt God's presence on Thursday, and just saying that, you know, she was just felt like she was connecting with God.
Wow, that's awesome. Even teenagers can connect with God. A story here?
So I was just riding my bike to school, and then, like, there were two cars, one in front of me, one at the back of me, far away from me. I was just about to cross the road, and then, like, out of nowhere, I get hit, and then I'm thinking, why didn't I die? Why am I not broken? Why am I not crushed or something like that? And that time I was thinking that, man, it's over, I'm done. So yeah, so I'm thinking that and asking and praying and saying to God that I want to find answers. I want to know your power. Like, I want to know what you did there. Because I thought, like, maybe the bike just got in the way, and then, yeah.
Wow, we really thank God and praise God for your life, Lemo. Awesome.
So I was last overwhelmed just now in the service when they were talking about moving mountains. And just watching everyone around me in the service, how they were getting so excited and passionate, and seeing how God had been moving mountains in every one of those people's lives for so long, and he hadn't failed any one of them yet.
Wow, thanks, Damien. That's lovely. God moves mountains. The power of God moves mountains. The power of God moves anything. So, my story is one time I was just at home and I was praying. As a teenager, I'm not talking about myself as an adult. And I was just praying in my room. It was the darkest time of my life, you know. And I was crying. I was on my bed crying. And what happened was, the next thing that happened was, I just had a thought. I'm like, God, let me be like a little child. Let me just fit in your hand, in the palm of your hand. And I imagined myself fitting in God's palm. And I just felt this overwhelming calmness, this overwhelming freedom. And when I opened my eyes, I saw a shadow get out of my room. And I was like, this has to be the Holy Spirit, nothing else. So, guys, the Holy Spirit is real, right? As disciples, and as we're making disciples, we need to make disciples that are spirit-filled. So here's a scripture that says, I can do all things through him who strengthens me and empowers me. Philippians 4, verse 13. So what does this verse say about how God wants to think and live? What do you think? Anyone?
God wants us to be limitless, like not to place any limits because we can do anything.
God wants us to be limitless, to not box ourselves, put ourselves in a box, right? Last person, anyone else?
So God wants us to depend on him and not on our own strength.
God wants us to depend on him and not on our own strength. Remember, there's God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, right? When Jesus Christ left the earth, when he ascended to heaven, he said, I'm not leaving you alone. I'm bringing a comforter, which is the Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit is here with us. It's just that we can't see him because he's spirit, but he is here with us. He is in our hearts. So there is nothing that's impossible. I can do all things through Christ or through God or through him who strengthens me. I can do all things. Everything I can do. Do not limit yourself. Do not limit the power of God. Let's not limit the power of God. All right. And then there's this guy. You know, I met this guy one time, Samson. Like, if you guys know who The Rock is, he has nothing on this guy. The Rock has nothing on this guy. This guy did a lot of things, did a lot of lovely things. He was strong, he was buff, he was gorgeous. Just look at him. Huh? Almost looks like Esha, he just needs to bulk up a bit, you know. So let's just watch a video clip about Samson, and then we'll talk about it. Wow. So guys, you know, we usually watch movies, we watch superheroes. This guy really lived. He was a real person. He was a real person. He's a real superhero. I've never, ever in this world have ever seen such a thing or ever read of such a human being with real supernatural powers, right? When Samson was born, his mother was told that she shouldn't cut his hair because that's where the power of God will come from, right? So that he's extra strong. He's the real live superhero, right? So here's one thing about Samson. In Judges 14, verse 6, we learn that Samson killed a lion. Like, he ripped it apart, destroyed its jaw. And the Bible says he did it as if it was a goat, like a small goat. That's how easy it was for him. Real life superhero. Recognize the power of God. Right. And then he killed 1,000 Philistines. Do you know what he used to kill them with? A donkey's jaw. He killed 1,000 Philistines with a donkey's jaw. He used a donkey's jaw. Like, guys, I need you guys to understand this. There is no one else that could have done this except a person with the power of God, a person who's led by the Holy Spirit. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And this guy understood it. He understood the power that he has, the power of the Holy Spirit in him. We also need to understand the power of the Holy Spirit in us, the power that we have. He didn't end there, right? He was captured by this lady, Delilah, one time. And Delilah fooled him, and they cut his hair, and they, you know, they made him blind, took his eyes out. And then he said, I know the power that I have. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Even though I'm blind, I will do it. And Samson, while the Philistines were rejoicing, having a feast, making fun of him, he just stood by the pillars and he just broke the pillars. And remember, guys, if the structures in those days, the buildings in those days were huge. They were big. That's how this guy killed 3,000 Philistines. Because he had the power of God. You have the power of God. You just need to recognize the power of God that is within you. You just need to recognize the power of the Holy Spirit that is within you. So, you are also spirit empowered like Samson. You have the exact same power because it's the exact same God that we serve today that he served. You've got the exact same power. So here's a question for you guys. Maybe you are not there yet, right? Or maybe you are. Are you there yet? Where Samson was? Maybe you may not even have those supernatural powers that he had, but you'll have another form of power. Right? So, maybe you're not there yet, but you can get there. You must just realize that I can do all things, you can do all things through him who strengthens you. All right? Our goal is that by the time you graduate from Encounter Youth, you will know the spirit empowers you to do what you can't do. By the time you graduate here, you leave like Asher did, like Grace did, after matric, you will recognize, or you will be able to understand that through the power of the Holy Spirit, you can do things that you normally can't do. You can pray for people and they can get healed. You have that power. We've had miracles happen right in this youth room where people were prayed for and a leg grew. Like someone had a leg that was shorter than the other and it grew. And mind you, seriously, in this youth room, and mind you, it was not Pastor Mark praying, it was a teenager praying for that person. A teenager praying for another teenager. So you've got the very same power. So by the time you reach matric and you finish and you're leaving this youth room, we want you to understand that you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. All right. You will have courage to speak and act in faith. By the time we are done with you here, you will have courage to speak and act in faith. Faith is a substance of things hoped for. So you can't see faith. I can't say I have faith that Tama is sitting there. I see her. She's sitting there. But I have faith that Pastor Mark is coming today, later on. Right? I don't see him, but I trust that he's coming. So we need to speak and act in faith. So I can't say I have faith in God and then I just sit and do nothing. If I have faith in God and someone is sick, because I've got faith in God, I'm going to go boldly. That's an act, right? And pray for that person to get healed and trust that God is going to heal that person through me. All right. Now, when you step out in faith, God will change people through you. When we step out in faith and tell people about Christ, God will change them through you. God will change their minds through you. Right? God has done a lot. If you read, guys, if you read the stories in the Bible, they're not just stories, but they're actual real life events that have happened. God can change things. I've prayed for someone and told him about God years ago, and nothing happened. He just looked at me like, okay. But years later, about 3 years later, that person received Christ. And my friend was so excited and said, you have planted a seed, and now that seed has grown. So don't worry when a person doesn't listen to you, when you're trying to make disciples and people are not taking you to mind. You are planting a seed, and that seed will be watered, and one day that person will be saved through the seed that you have planted. Remember, we step out in faith. All right, here's a challenge. Do you want to be spirit-filled? Do you want to be spirit-filled? Is there anyone who doesn't want to be spirit-filled? All right, so we're all on the same page. So if you want to be spirit-filled, firstly, express your need. Tell God you are feeling empty and that you need to be filled with his spirit. You express it. Express your need to God. Tell him that, God, I can't do this. I'm just a person. You fill me with your power. You fill me with your spirit. And once you fill me with your spirit, I believe that I can step out in faith and do miracles and perform miracles. All right? Empty yourself. Sometimes when we say empty yourself, we mean we think we know too much. So all that you think you know, just empty it and allow God to fill you. Tell God that you are willing to let everything that is not of him go so that he can fill you up fully. Because when we come with our own things and we still want to be filled, you cannot fill an empty cup, right? You can like a full cup, sorry. You cannot fill a full cup, right? If a cup is already full, you can't refill it. But it needs to be empty for you to refill it. So let's empty ourselves. Let's give him all our burdens. Cast your burdens unto God, and you'll see what God will do for you. And then embrace the Spirit. Ask the Holy Spirit to fill you. Once you've emptied, once you've gotten rid of all the things, of all the sins that we do, then we stand up and say, Holy Spirit, fill me up. And there's ways that the Holy Spirit can fill you up. And these ways are the filling of the Holy Spirit, right? And you get the fruit of the Holy Spirit. And the fruit of the Holy Spirit, it's easy. It's love, it's joy, it's peace, it's long-suffering, right? So we get filled with those fruits. Because for you to be who you are, right now we see behaviors, right? But the core of it, it's your values. So we need to have God's values. If you look at an iceberg, you only see the tip of it when you are on a boat. But underneath the iceberg, those are your values. So the behavior, the tip of an iceberg that you see, it's your behavior. But underneath that, it's your values. It's what you value. That we cannot see. So you, the only one, is going to know what is it that you believe in. And the gifts of the Holy Spirit. In the Bible, when you read in Corinthians, there's about 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit. There's more, but there's about 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit. There's speaking in tongues, interpretation of tongues, you know, teaching, you know, preaching. It's a gift of the Holy Spirit. So right now what you're going to do is Asha is going to be in this corner, all right? Grace will be back there, and Tama will be in this corner. And Asha will be praying for you to get the fruit of the Holy Spirit, right? So this table, you're going to start at Asha, and then when I tell you, then you will move to Grace, and then move to Tama. This table will start from Grace, then move to Tama, then move to Asha, and then this table will start with Tama, and then move like that. All right. So Asha is going to pray for the fruit of the Spirit. Grace will be praying for the gifts of the Spirit, and Tama will be praying for us to be Spirit-filled. All right. We will have about 3 minutes in each station just for prayer. All right. So let's move. This table, you start there. This table, you start at the back. This table, you start there. All right, some people expect the Holy Spirit to be very dramatic, right? Don't worry. Remember, we step up in faith. So you've been prayed for, and you've been filled with the Holy Spirit. You've been prayed for the fruits of the Holy Spirit and the gifts of the Holy Spirit. All you need to do is to step out in faith and practice that gift. All right, so what will your response be? All right, what's your response to this? What do you think? Just think about it. What is it that you are going to do after hearing this message today? We have a week. Are you going to be to step up in faith and go to that person who doesn't know Christ and tell them about Christ and believe that you are planting a seed? Are you going to see that friend of yours who says, you know what, I've got this flu, I don't understand what's happening, and you're going to step up in faith and actually pray for that person? By doing that, you say, remember, it's do like I do, right? In discipleship, it's do like I do. So you're teaching that person to do the same. You've been prayed for today, so you need to pray for other people as well. And read the word of God. All right, so let us pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come before you. We thank you, Lord, for this wonderful time that we had. We thank you, Father, that you've taught us about your Holy Spirit. You've taught us that the Holy Spirit wants to be part of us. Holy Spirit, thank you so much for your presence. Thank you so much for filling this room with your love and your presence. And thank you, Father, that we raise our hands up to you and say, Abba, Father, you are holy and you are worthy to be praised. I pray for all the teenagers in this room and the adults in this room, Jehovah, that we're going to now step up in faith, knowing now that we've been filled with the Holy Spirit, knowing that the Holy Spirit is with us all the time. We're going to step up in faith, pray for the sick, pray for our friends, pray for salvation, and actually go out there and make disciples like you, Jesus Christ, did. We're going to go out there and tell people about Christ and tell people about this amazing power that we have. We are superheroes just like Samson was, real-life superheroes just like Samson was, and I thank you, Father, for that. In Jesus' name we pray. And we say, amen. All right. Now, next week, we're going to learn that a disciple is someone who's socially responsible, meaning we are responsible for other people. We are responsible for those who don't have what we have. We are responsible for the weak. We are responsible for the sick. We are responsible for the kids. We are responsible for each other. So I took 2 minutes extra time of your time, but if you still want to be prayed for, if there's something that you don't understand, we have adult leaders here. We've got Asher, we've got Grace, we've got me, and we've got Amanda. You can see us after the service, which is now. Thank you so much, guys. Enjoy the rest of your week. We'll see you next week.